Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Phil Gillies, Executive Director of the Ontario Construction Consortium. The other pandemic is opioid use. Phil Gillies, welcome, and please explain the other pandemic, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me again. So the other pandemic, which is largely forgotten right now because of what we're going through with the COVID pandemic. But there's another public health crisis going on in our country, and it's killing pretty well as many people as the COVID crisis, and this is the opioid crisis. There was a lot of attention being focused on this before COVID. The opioid crisis, which came to the forefront with the prevalence of this drug fentanyl, which was finding its way into all kinds of street drugs from about 2014 on. And by 2016, it was killing about 11 people, 11 Canadians a day were dying of overdoses from various opioids that were laced with this fentanyl. It was getting worse and worse. It was more or less subsiding by 2019 as public health and other officials were coming to grips with it, and as drug users were becoming more and more aware of it and taking steps themselves to dealing with it. Then along came COVID and everything that came with COVID, and the situation has gotten so much worse in the last year, and it's gotten out of control, and that's why we're calling it now the other pandemic. It's a terrible situation, and we've got to get control of it.
And I want to celebrate you and the Ontario Construction Consortium for taking the lead with this. You called me about this, you talked to me about this, and I certainly believe in the cause. And it's not just fentanyl use, it's not just needles, folks. It's also the opioid use with pills. And this affects all kind of work, whether you're working outside, whether you're working a desk job. Some people get hooked on opioids because of pain and physical pain or injury or working with arthritis or whatever. And you're doing this for the construction industry in Ontario. But this applies to any job, any person, any city, anywhere in Canada. This is about, you know, people will self-medicate because of depression, or they'll take painkiller medication and continue to use it because they get hooked on it. The late Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host, whether you like him or not, he was an opioid addict. So, you know, this is a societal problem, and it's good that you're bringing this to the fore, Phil Gillies.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, we, from the perspective of the construction industry, we first started to take this very seriously because of the prevalence of this problem in our industry. Down in the States, the Centers for for Disease Control identified that construction workers had the highest rate of opioid-related overdoses of any industry in the States. I have no reason to believe that that would be any different in Canada because opioid use and the related overdoses is extremely high with young males. Canadians under the age of 24 and males are the fastest growing population requiring hospital care from opioid overdoses, and there are a lot of young males in the construction industry. But you're right, Andrew. I mean, and let's be clear on this. A lot of people think, oh well, this is just heroin users. I don't know anyone that uses heroin. Why should I care about this? But it's not. This fentanyl drug, which is so dangerous, can be, as you said, it can be found in painkillers. It can be laced in cocaine. It can be even found in cannabis products. It can be anywhere. So it's not necessarily just the very, very hardcore, hardest drug users that are affected by this. It can affect any number of people. And so why should we care so much? Well, it's been knocked out of the crisis. Pardon me. The crisis has been knocked out of people's consciousness because of COVID. So just a couple of weeks ago, the Angus Reid Research Company found that before the COVID pandemic, 42% of Canadians were very concerned about the opioid crisis and were following it closely. Now that's down to only 16% of Canadians are following this. So to state it very, very simply, people just don't care right now. They're not following it right now. But in British Columbia, where of all the provinces in Canada, the situation is the worst, frankly, the opioid situation is killing more people in British Columbia than COVID is. Every single day, more people are dying from overdoses than are dying from COVID. So that's why we should care. That's why we have to care. And here's a real conundrum. Here's where we've got a real problem. The very things we are telling people to do to control COVID, stay at home, isolate, don't mix with other people. And these are things that we're telling people to do for very good reasons, to protect them from the COVID pandemic. These are the very things that are killing addicts, because the worst thing that an addict can do is use alone, because there's nobody there to help them if they go into overdose. There's nobody there to help them with the naloxone first aid kit, which is what you use when somebody goes into overdose. There is this kind of first aid kit that can be administered that helps bring them out of overdose. But if somebody is using alone, there's nobody there to help them. There's nobody there to possibly save their life. So this is a real problem. What we're telling people to do to save their lives with the COVID crisis is putting people at risk with the opioid situation. So we got a real mess on our hands here. And what we got to do, I think, Andrew, is there's got to be a major awareness campaign to remind people in Canada that this second pandemic is ongoing and that some steps have got to be taken to try and save people's lives from the opioid overdose situation.
Phil Gillies joins us, Executive Director of the Ontario Construction Consortium. And this is not an Ontario issue. This is a Canada-wide issue where people, all kinds of mental health issues, have had a hard time as a result of COVID. You don't get the in-person care. Not everybody can use Zoom. And Zoom is not necessarily great either when it comes to treating people who really need direct doctor-to-patient connection. So it's a real problem. People with mental health issues have had a real problem during COVID. And so what that's meant, and the other thing I'll bring to this discussion with you, Phil, is I spoke to a senior person in the alcohol business, as well as an LCBO, Liquor Control Board of Ontario official, who will be nameless. We are selling more alcohol in Canada than we've ever sold. There is more consumption than ever. It's a result of people being at home, and it's a result of COVID crazy making. And part of the excess in consumption historically is also opioids. So drug use has increased along with alcohol use across this country. So I'm glad that you're leading a charge against the hidden pandemic, which is opioid use. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a problem. I know public health and our various hospitals and institutions are doing their best to cope. But because of all the emphasis and all of the services that are having to be devoted to the COVID situation, it would appear that other types of services are having to be constrained because of that. So I talked myself to somebody who is struggling with an addiction problem just in the last week. And I said, well, what kind of help are you finding that's available to you right now? And this person said to me, well, there's no in-person service available right now. You can't, for the most part, go and see a doctor or a counselor right now. You can't get face-to-face meetings. Their experience anyway. No, you can't.
Yeah. So it's all Zoom calls or just plain phone calls.
Yeah, it is. My friend's experience was that at least in the initial stages when they reached out for help was that what they were getting was a phone call with a doctor, an addiction specialist. They were getting a phone call once every 2 weeks. That was the help they were getting.
It's not enough.
When you're faced with an alcohol or drug problem, you know, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's probably not going to arrest your decline into serious addiction.
We have to continue this conversation. Phil Gillies, Executive Director of the Ontario Construction Consortium. And also, I don't know what the studies show where workers in the trades who get take painkillers to assist them, their back or whatever, get addicted to painkillers too. There's a concern there. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Phil Gillies, for joining us. Consumption on the rise of booze and drugs as a result of COVID. A powerful discussion, and you've termed it the other pandemic, and you're absolutely right, Phil Gillies. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.